From the DTN Newsroom, I'm Russ Quinn with the abbreviated DTN Before the Bell grain comments for today, Friday, May the 10th. Old and new crop corn futures begin Friday's trade higher, with December corn able to stay just above key support area at the 478 to 480 area, pulling some strength from the surging wheat markets on Russian frost damage concerns as the trade awaits the data-heavy May WASNY report, which is expected to show minor changes to old crop stocks and the first look at 2024-25 balance sheets. The focus will likely be centered on what changes are made to South American crop production estimates. Soybeans and soy products are only modestly higher early Friday, pressures coming from the palm oil market, which fell to its lowest level since February. Bean oil, one day after falling to a new contract low, is slightly higher to begin. A window of planting opportunity is available for the next 5 days before a return to heavy rain is expected. In Brazil, southern areas will get more rain and possibly flooding, which, according to analysts, may have already suffered the loss as much as 1.5 to 2 million metric tons of soybeans, along with quality issues. Harvest in Rio Grande del Sul is just 78% complete. Wheat is the big story early Friday as Paris milling wheat futures begin trade by gapping higher and trading at the highest level in 10 months, setting the stage for U.S. strength. All three U.S. wheat markets are up sharply again as more frost damage fears came to the forefront, with another few days of near freezing temperatures expected. The Russian Ag Minister declared three provinces under emergency and suggested wheat fields there would likely be replanted. A few weeks ago, the Ag Minister pegged Russian production at just 132 million metric tons compared to 144.9 seen a year ago. From the DTN Newsroom, I'm Roz Quinn with the abbreviated DTN Before the Bell grain comments for today, Friday, May the 10th. And have a good morning from DTN.